How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The 1990s sitcom Uncle Buck, based on the 1989 film of the same name, is a classic example of a failed adaptation that couldn't capture the charm of its source material. The series, which aired on CBS in 1990, was developed to bring the lovable, slightly rough-around-the-edges character Uncle Buck, played originally by John Candy, to the small screen. However, the transition from film to TV proved challenging, and Uncle Buck ultimately flopped, facing low ratings and lukewarm reception from audiences and critics alike. This is TV Casualty, Uncle Buck. The Uncle Buck sitcom followed the same basic premise as the movie. A free-spirited, sometimes irresponsible bachelor named Buck Russell is suddenly tasked with looking after his nieces and nephew. In the series, Kevin Meaney took on the titular role. Meaney, while a talented stand-up comedian, had a very different comedic style from John Candy's, which affected how audiences received the character. CBS believed that the film's popularity could translate into a successful family-friendly sitcom. The show aimed to capture the heartwarming humor and family dynamics that had made the movie popular, but it struggled with the TV format. Unlike the film, which had John Hughes's sharp, balanced blend of humor and heart, the show often leaned more heavily on predictable sitcom tropes. Casting challenges. Recasting beloved characters can be risky, and Kevin Meaney's portrayal of Buck didn't resonate with audiences the way John Candy's had. Meaney's stand-up comedy style was quirky and often eccentric, differing from Candy's warm, endearing approach. Viewers struggled to connect with his version of Uncle Buck, which affected the show's popularity from the start. Much of the show's storyline was recycled from the movie, offering few new perspectives or depth to the characters. Without the fresh touch and emotional complexity that Hughes brought to the film, the sitcom lacked the warmth and originality that fans expected. Instead, it played out like a standard family sitcom, with episodic misadventures that felt formulaic. The show faced stiff competition from established family sitcoms of the era, like Full House and Family Matters, which were already deeply popular and had a loyal viewership.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Critics pointed out that Uncle Buck didn't bring anything unique to the table and failed to stand out in the crowded family sitcom market. The Uncle Buck story arc and character development were better suited for a film than an episodic sitcom. As a weekly series, the characters' nuances were flattened, and many of the jokes felt repetitive. Buck's character was meant to evolve, but the sitcom format often reset character development to fit formulaic plots. The show received negative reviews from critics, who panned the lack of chemistry in the cast and pointed out that the sitcom failed to capture the essence of the original movie. Viewers echoed these sentiments, leading to a rapid drop in viewership. Uncle Buck struggled to find its footing and was canceled after one season. The show aired only 16 episodes before CBS decided to pull the plug. Though it didn't leave much of a cultural footprint, the series has since become a footnote in discussions about unsuccessful TV adaptations. In a rare turn of events, a second Uncle Buck reboot appeared on ABC in 2016. This version, starring Mike Epps, attempted a modern retake on the concept with a new cast and an African-American lead. However, this adaptation also faced similar issues and was canceled after just one season. The 1990 Uncle Buck series serves as an example of the challenges in adapting beloved movies for television. The casting misalignment, lack of originality, and failure to expand upon the original storyline resulted in a short-lived series that's remembered more as a misstep than a success. In trying to capture the movie's charm, the sitcom lost sight of what made Uncle Buck endearing in the first place, leaving audiences disappointed.
Decisions, decisions.
Wait a minute, are you still looking for cars on Carvana?
Yeah, decisions, decisions.
When I use Carvana, I found the exact car I was looking for in minutes. Bought it on the spot.
Electric or full diesel? Decisions.
Come on, you've been at it for weeks. Just buy it already.
You're right, crossover it is. Decisions decided.
Whether you know exactly what you want or like to take your time, buy your car the convenient way with Carvana.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.